Yo, movie nerds! Welcome to What They Should've Done.
What They Should've Done.
The best ideas by the worst people.
I just got an amazing idea.
A podcast where we deconstruct films and say what filmmakers could've done to make films just that much better.
Now, here's your host, Raymond Strife, Sarah Casey, and Tony G.
All right, guys, welcome to the fifth episode of What They Should've Done. Season two. I am one of your many hosts, Tony Goggles.
I'm Sarah Casey.
I'm Raymond Strife.
All right, guys, and this week we watched Running with the Devil, which I'm surprised they did not use that song.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
I don't think they could afford to use that song.
Yeah, I'm not. This movie ran out of money way before they finished anything.
I think they ran out halfway through.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like.
Now, Ray, you suggested this, and you were like, this is Nick Cage at his most extreme. I got to tell you, it was not.
I didn't say it was Nick Cage.
You're like, this is Nick Cagey as hell.
No, I didn't.
I thought that's why you were like pumping it up.
No, I was just like, it's a fucking Nick Cage movie, and I said it was terrible. Okay. So it was like the worst ever, except that like I think I liked it.
No, I did not hate this movie.
Because it was like a movie. Like, stuff happened. There was a movie.
It was a very bad movie.
Terrible.
But I think it could have been fixed, like, some things here and there. Like, maybe making some sense whatsoever.
What do you guys think this was? You think, like, he needs the money?
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
He'll also do, like, any fucking movie ever, like, it seems like.
Right. But I didn't know if he was in financial trouble. I didn't look it up.
He was years ago.
I think he's got some alimony things he's got to do, stuff like that.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Buy a castle once, I know that.
Right,
and a tiger.
That was the peak of him, right? Like, that was like when he was going to be Superman.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
But, I mean, the script-wise, if I read this script, I'm like, okay, cool. I can see
this
being a good movie. I think it was like after they filmed it is like the editing. I think the editing of the movie was more of a problem because it looked all right.
Yeah, a lot of it looked real cheap.
And the cinematography, yeah, I mean, this wasn't like a huge, obviously not a huge Hollywood.
But it had like the cast. Like, yeah, like if it was like 1998, this would have been like
a billion dollar
cast. Like, yeah. The only one I think isn't that great is the woman who was the lead detective.
That's sexist.
She's just terrible. But I've only almost exclusively seen her in films like this.
No, she was good in Ricky Bobby.
Is she the one from Ricky Bobby?
Yeah, she's.
Oh, like, that's why she's so bad. Yeah.
Yeah, she was pretty bad in this.
And her parts, like, every time she's on screen, it was like, instead of cutting, they're like, yeah, now say more.
Oh,
she's like, fuck you, I'll bust your ass to the wall.
Oh.
And then they like let her walk out, and she's like, yeah, I will. And then like then they would cut the scene. That was like every scene with her was like, oh, you got it, and asshole.
She was pretty. I don't want to get to the end yet because that was confusing. But the intro, the opening of the movie, you could have cut 10 minutes out of the opening of this movie. Like when they cut to, like they try to do the cool 90s thing where they show the end of the movie.
Yeah.
They show the last two scenes of the movie in the beginning.
Right.
But it's just the dumbest thing.
It made no sense.
Like, that opening shot, like where he goes in the fire, I'm like, okay, I get that. Then in the club part though, I was like, this makes absolutely no sense.
Right, and they did where they sprayed
Larry
with the whatever pesticide, whatever the fuck he was doing. Yeah, it was like when that happened again later, I was like, oh, I've seen that part before.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, was that in this movie? why did that happen already?
Well, that happened a lot in this movie where I'm like, oh, yeah. Like Larry's like, one of the things I should have done is maybe like for that big like half hour chunk, put him in there. Because he's like, he's in there and he's like the wild man. He's the man.
Yeah, right.
And then, like,
as they told us through print.
Those were the stupidest.
The worst, like, 90s or late 90s, early 2000s wannabe.
I really did not like that aspect of this at all.
The man.
I don't think they needed it. And I think that was, like, an afterthought, too. And it was done so cheesy. Like, they didn't do anything creative with it. These are the worst font.
It was like the only one that was good was Goldberg because they waited for his whole character for all that shit to happen. And then it was like the snitch.
Yeah.
And that was a cool reveal kind of thing, but still it was all terrible.
And I think for that to have worked also, they would have had to done more stuff like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, kind of just comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know? And
yeah.
You're like, oh, okay. And then, oh, okay.
The cook.
The farmer.
Which was the worst? The farmer. Why was that storyline even in there?
Because we're following the drug. We're following the devil coke from Colombia to Vancouver.
Like, right.
So we have to start at the beginning.
Well, and it's his journey because he's in charge of quality.
No, I understand why we would follow Nicolas Cage through all that. But yeah, the farmer's pot is just like, okay, what is this? When is this guy going to come back and have something to do? Because I feel like I'm watching this and I'm like, okay. At some point, the way these movies usually work is they all come together at the end. You know what I mean? Which it somewhat did, but this farmer guy never did.
Right, except, and then they did like a post-credit.
Oh, God.
Of like, his job never ends.
Yeah, it's still, no matter how you try to stop it.
And that dude was a big actor
in
the early
cool.
2000s, too. Like, he's a good actor.
I was excited when he came on screen. I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought there was going to be more because, like, they show you that he has a family.
Right.
I thought there was going to be more danger to his situation, his family. And there was almost zero.
Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, crazy.
And, like, I happened to just watch Casino earlier before I watched this. So, like, the way that's set up, the way you see things.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, I'm watching this. I'm like, oh, if they just kind of structured it a little bit more to where I see, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't want it to be like a blow, you know, like a ripoff, like Blow.
Right, but that's what they were going for.
It was, but I don't know if that's what they were going for when they filmed it.
But there was, like, no glamour to it at all, except for Larry Fishburne's, like, hooker orgy.
Oh, yeah, and then that was kind of like, ugh.
I really did not like Larry's fucking performance at
all.
It
was,
it skeeved me the fuck out.
I liked him. I thought it was pretty cool.
I did not.
It was kind of phoned in, it seemed like, you know.
You think he could have went a little further with
it? Yeah, like if you're going to go all the way, because you still kind of liked him, but they gave you no reason to like him anymore. He's like complete pile of crap.
Yeah.
I think he could have went further, like, with that. Just a little more extreme, because he's just kind of a guy.
Yeah.
And then you're like, whoa, this guy likes to party. And then that's it. Everyone.
I was just
happy. He's a shitty dad.
Yeah, he's the worst. But you're kind of like, it just seems like some guy.
I think like a little bit more of that. I'd like to see a little bit more of like Nicolas Cage as a regular person.
I like when they're like everyone's dying. Like he's doing, Fishburne's doing like 10 pounds of the drugs.
Yeah.
And he's fine. But every time like a hooker does like a key bump, they die.
It only kills hookers.
Well, later on, he's like, what are you cutting it with, man? And he's like, heroin and fentanyl. And it's like, wouldn't that be a more, like a better in demand drug?
Yeah.
Like, why would it like ruin their, I get why if they have high end customers, they want to make sure it's not going to hurt anybody. But like, why? It's like, it seems like that would cost him a bunch of money too. Like, it wouldn't be like some awesome move he's making where he brings in more money.
Yeah.
By adding two other in demand drugs.
And the size, the first thing I noticed
the size of the bag.
Yeah, dude, yes. In that opening shot, when you know, when he hands it to the bag, I'm like, holy shit. And again, I don't buy drugs. But I've seen drugs. And I'm like, I've never seen a bag. Like, that was a huge fucking bag
on
of
that
drugs.
On that note, I have a really big problem with everyone who is doing the drugs in this movie.
Yeah, right.
I feel like no one in this movie has ever done coke. Not that I've ever done it, or I'm sure none of us have ever done drugs like this, so we don't know, but it just seemed like a very...
Just that over the top.
Very extreme. Everyone has to throw their fucking head back. Like that one scene where like...
So good.
Where the guy is, the cowboy hat guy is like fucking the hooker, and she's like getting fucked from behind, but still like snorting coke and like rubbing it in her fucking gums and shit, like a frenzy. Like, it was just fucking weird.
That one was more realistic than the one, the girls in the club.
The girls in the club were ridiculous.
Somehow did it at the same time and both their heads are back, but then she passes the girl the bill to do another one.
The director was a Navy SEAL, so I'm sure he was like...
What did the guy who directed it was, because they were said it was based on...
It's based on stories that he...
So they let
heard.
The guy direct it?
Well, the like, stories he heard when being in military.
Okay.
So it's not like he saw any of this. You know what I mean? It'd be like based on a true story, on stories I heard about this guy down the street, you know? Based on real stories. But they're definitely going for like a Traffic. Do you remember that movie?
Yeah, the Traffic from the 90s? Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the early 2000s.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, they were definitely going for something like that.
Yeah, but that movie won a bunch of fucking Oscars.
Yeah, so you
it's like
think,
nothing.
Also, so, like, Nick Cage has a pizza place?
That's what he is. He's a pizza cook.
Yeah, he brings
cook.
Out he the pizza.
He's a cook at the pizza place, but he's also a very, very high-end fucking
right
Canadian North Pacific cartel lord.
Yeah, he's going to launder the money.
Yeah, and
in
he,
his shitty pizza place where he buys, like, the... I liked, soccer league shit.
I liked how like he really like was like, I'm gonna do this character good, like even though this movie sucks. So, like when he came in with like the I put my coat here every day,
oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
a very professional cook, and this is what and I'm good at what I do. Like I was like, yeah, that's Nick Cage. He's trying, man. He's trying. This is not a good role, but he's fucking trying to be this guy.
It's kind of like he told that woman, like, hey, how about first place next time? I want to say to him, how about a good movie next time?
You when know he did I mean? That was so funny.
That was cool. I liked that because that was the show that even though like. I just wish they took more time to develop this character before that happened.
Right.
You know?
Well, we don't have to go to the end yet.
Because I'm going to say like almost like a Walter White thing. I would like to see him. Like, we think that he can't be capable of these things he has to do.
Right.
And then he does it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
He
never pushes that, like, he's always seems like he's in the background. Like, he's just walking around, like, and then puts the coke in the thing. Right. You know what I mean?
He was a very vanilla character.
Right. He's never, like, he never comes out like a Walter. I'm sorry to compare it to that, but that kind of reminds me of
that.
That
would have been great what they should have done. Like, make he maybe even keep him vanilla, but then when the shit hits the fan, you're like, oh, man, he is a bad motherfucker. We didn't know.
I thought that was going to happen. Yeah. Like, when he's in the car and he starts turning into the Nick Cage that we've seen the last couple of years, and then it's over. You know what I mean? When he finds the phone. Like, I thought he was going to go crazy there.
I thought, honestly, even before then, when there's, like, that checkpoint and the cartel comes and kills the police officers,
oh, yeah.
and then Nick Cage, like, runs the one guy down, it was like the other guy just did his job and was a badass and killed
right.
everyone. I would have thought that's, like, a prime opportunity for Nick Cage to go all Nick Cage. And
I know.
Then,
and he, like, grabs, like, the dumbest gun.
Oh,
they're like,
yeah.
you have to be on the road for the next 6 months and kill people. And he's like, got my old six shooter here. Like, it's just like, yeah, so many things were like, it felt like so not a polished cinematic effort. It just felt like, act the scene out. It was like Ed Wood. It was like, no, we got it. What
yeah,
about
yeah,
another
yeah.
one for continuity? Nope, that one was perfect.
Yeah, I feel like the director didn't have a clear vision.
He was just let him go for a while. And like, everybody kind of, every scene went too long. And their lines were like, nobody had like a polished line. They kind of talked over each other. It was like weird. It felt like a rehearsal.
I'd like to know more about it too, because there's also like storylines. Again, the farmer. And then like the beginning, I think it would be cool if it started with that little girl. But why did that little girl have to be the cop's niece?
Right. It barely
like, why
came
was
in.
That
She's like, my life was ruined by drugs. And it's like...
Yeah, like, I guess to see make her push, like, want to catch these guys more.
Right.
But also, she's a DEA agent. You know what I mean?
Like, she was already would have been there.
Yeah.
I, like, when that happened, I was like, oh, fuck, this might be a good movie. Because it just started.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I don't like her, but this is going to be a good movie. And then I was like, yeah, the whole time I was like, oh, yeah, that did happen in the beginning. Why the fuck did that even happen?
How did you forget? They cut to it every time they show her. She's like, oh, I'm sad. And it cuts to that tracking shot of her dead
sister
or sister-in-law. Or...
How about Battlefield Earth as the crime boss?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I kept thinking it was Trump's son.
Yeah, he got like a neck job or something where he's like real skinny there.
He could. I think it was all right.
But it was like so like, it was like culturally ambiguous. And it was like the guy from Paparazzi was like his fucking, the killer.
Oh,
And they're both just like, I'm a white crime guy. I'm a white crime. He can't be Italian. He can't be.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's just like, all right, I'm very happy. Okay, see you later. And it's like.
Oh, man.
It was so fucking dry.
When he has that conversation with that dinner thing, I guess he's in Mexico, when they serves him the worms.
Yeah.
That made no sense.
What the fuck happened
It's
there?
Like they're each, like they both got a different script and they're saying lines. I'm like. Am I missing something here?
He's like, you got balls for coming down here, even though you're the boss, but I'm betraying you, but I'm not telling you, but now I am.
And you need to smile. I'm only smile when I'm upset. Now I'm really upset.
It was
and
like
then
Joker.
Like something that had like nothing to do with something else. And,
then he serves him a plate of maggots. It was like a scene from Scrooged. It was like, yeah, you like that fucking dinner, dickhead? It's a bunch of live mealworms. And he's like, I sure don't. End scene.
No, I wish they.
Well, he
no,
is the cook. If it, maybe if it was on a pizza, then it would be okay.
Oh, he's the cook. No, the cook is
Nick Cage. Is the cook.
Nick Cage wasn't there for the dinner.
He wasn't
though.
In there.
I thought it was Nick Cage picking up the worm.
No, that was the boss.
Battlefield Earth.
The Vancouver.
You're thing. Thinking of when he slices that guy's neck. That dinner scene.
Oh.
Now that's another. Like, there's another thing too. Like, there's scenes where like they could have like built up stuff. Like I thought Larry Fishburne was gonna get like shot. You know, he's like, okay, we're leaving now. We're doing this. You know right. what I mean? Like, if they and it was like just bland. Like, let's just have him walking. Like, if he was talking to him, you know what I mean? Like, Larry, just show me Larry doesn't have a clue what's going on. You right. know what I mean? Like, he's talking shit. Like in a good movie, like Goodfellas, when they shoot Joe Pesci.
Right.
You're watching it, and he's talking, everything's normal, and then pow. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, shit. In this one, it's kind of like they keep it so bland.
And
that,
they keep moving him. There's like three scenes yeah. where you're like, he didn't
honestly,
die.
Honestly, so this scene in particular, what they should have done to fix that, build suspense, things like that, and it's like a random thing that happened, but it would have made all the difference. So they're like crossing the Canadian border, right? It's in the snow. They sit down, have that conversation. Larry Fishburne reveals that he is like cutting all this fucking coke.
Yeah, he's because he's
and then
doing
after that,
himself.
They just keep walking. If Nick right. Cage was walking behind him the whole time. Instead, Nick Cage is walking in front because Larry's too fucking slow.
Right.
I feel like if they had it so that Nick Cage was walking behind and we just had like creepy fucking shots like any second now, like
oh,
Nick Cage
yeah.
is
and he
could have
kept asking
guy.
Him questions while they walked instead
yes.
of stopping.
It was like,
they're
let's,
too tired.
Let's stop, have this conversation. We can't talk while we're walking in the snow, so let's just cut back to us walking in the snow.
Right.
And like, they camped. Like, he slept. Like, oh, something's going to happen while they're camping.
Yeah.
Because they, and then they like insinuate that they're such great friends, but like we got nothing. Like there was nothing there.
There's
like,
no conversation.
No real background for that. Nothing to really show us that they were great friends.
Even when they're in the car driving, when it's him, Andy,
Adam Goldberg,
and him, there should have been some kind of conversation that's not. I don't want to say not about the plot, but just to show that they're human beings.
Right.
Just like in, another better movie, The Irishman, the fish conversation. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, here's a show they're human beings,
right.
not just going the plot elements.
There was nothing. Yeah, there was nothing like that here at all. It was fucking weird. It was weirdly like what they should have done is made a movie. Like there was like nothing happening.
I'm telling you, they could. I mean, if it was directed with a little bit more style and the editing, there's nothing to the editing either. It was so bland, so many fade outs, just like black. And
yeah, and when it wasn't like a green light, it was just like a bunch of fucking whatever the light was in that room.
Oh yeah,
it was just like seemed like they showed up somewhere and they're like, this is fine.
Remember when they go
else.
To do coke in that bathroom with no doors?
Right, and then the guy puts a gun, like,
knife.
He's
yeah.
like, you're gay. We're gay now, and this is where you fuck up. It's like every step of the way, someone had to fuck the coke up.
Right,
and that guy was like, it was like, oh, you on your way to give these people the coke. You stop at a gay club and you give gay guys coke to fuck them or whatever, which was all weird. Like no, there was no real dialogue or anything.
Yeah, again, they could put something in there to make it.
And when he shows up, he's like in full cocaine backpack,
yeah,
20 pounds of cocaine, and then. The gay guy like sees him, and they're like, "Yeah, we know each other. This is our deal."
Yeah.
And then they do like a bump, and he's like, "And I'll kill you for this little bag." And they leave. And that was.
Oh, he stole the whole brick.
He took the brick.
Kilo. Well, that was cool. Like when the drag queen came in, and was like, yeah. "I like that." Sometimes there's little cool elements they just needed to like build upon. I think they should have sat down. I think they should have done another draft of the script.
Right.
That's what they should have done.
It was
like,
weird. It was like dialogue wise. It was like they storyboarded something with no dialogue. And then just let them kind of talk. They're like, here's why you're mad here.
Right.
Now say it to him. And then I can picture like Nick Cage and like off screen, like going, wait, but then we don't kill him. We just go.
We just keep walking.
I say it to him and then we just walk away. All right. Weird. Sure. Whatever. You're the boss.
Yeah.
Sir. Yes, sir.
This is your second movie.
Yeah. And Adam Goldberg, man, he go take, listen, man, you got to do me a favor. Take these OD bitches down out of here for me, and I'll take care of you, $1,500. Oh, fuck, man. That seems like a bad job for me. Okay. And
yeah,
then he goes, and he's like, you know what I'm going to do with these two dead women? Take them to the ER, park out front in broad daylight, do a bunch of coke and sit there
with a cop.
The cop's right looking there. Right at you.
That was a cool scene.
That was fun.
But it was like so not like it could have been at least been like edited to reveal. Like the reveal of the police. Like they're just sitting right next to him.
It could, yeah.
Like it was so crazy. Like,
and it would have been cooler again, like if it was a little bit more like that whole those dead hookers scene played out so like oh, they're dead? Yeah. Oh. You know, like give
yeah,
like,
I know.
Like give me like this should be like fast paced and then like all of a sudden it ends there and he's all coked out and the cop we don't notice the cops. It would have been cool or they should like he forgets which one's dead and which one's still alive. Like you could have so much fun
just,
with
it
that.
It was just like scene end, scene begin.
You spent, know, they spent more time with him being like, close your eyes. Close your eyes.
Yeah, I know.
Close your eyes. No, your eyes closed?
He's like, I already know where you keep the drugs. And he's like, it doesn't matter. It's about respect. Close your eyes. It was the stupidest fucking thing ever.
That's another thing I think. They didn't have a lot of fun with the stuff either. But scenes where they could have had fun with it, they just kind of played it very
boring. It was like they were in charge. Vanilla. It was like he was like, say whatever you want here. All right, next scene. That's really what I felt like the whole time.
Like, and they kept like poking into those bags of coke. Isn't that going to like ruin every single bag of coke? He's just like, every time the... I'm like, holy shit. Because you can't be poking into the same bag.
Well, it was the same bag for a bit because that one was light. Like,
oh, yeah.
Considerably light.
But like, I'm an idiot. So like, they're following the... Why didn't they just take the fucking cocaine? Why are they following through all this shit? Like, why didn't they just take the cocaine and take it fucking back?
Nick Cage's job was to assess where it was going wrong and fix the problem in the system.
But here's another thing too. They all know that they're being followed, right?
Well, now once he's there,
right? Here's the thing: if I know Nick Cage is there to assess, right, I'm obviously not gonna cut it this time.
I know, but
not sure the mules knew.
Yeah, I don't know who.
Oh, the mules.
See, I don't think the mules.
No, because they go into the room. No, because the mule goes into the room. They open the package and he tests it. Remember, they come out of the shower or the.
They know they're in the room at the end of their mule run.
Oh, okay, but while they're doing it, they don't know. See, they should have made that a little bit more clear.
Dude, it was kind of weird. Even like when they tell you what's gonna happen, it was hard to understand.
Right.
What the fuck was going on?
And they kept like doing the. This kilo's worth this much now.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, okay, that fucking font, man. It was just like, it was driving
like
me
shit.
Insane. And it's like, they really, you know what? I hate voice. This could have used a voiceover. You know what I mean? Like some kind of cool.
One of them. Or even like maybe like the first one who dies or something. Maybe one who didn't have a big role. Adam Goldberg could have narrated the fucking
movie.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Like
and it still would have been cooler than like the font where it was like, even the where it was positioned always looked like they were like, yeah, we're going to letterbox this later. And that would be at the bottom of the screen instead of directly to the adjacent to the middle to the bottom left.
And they got that cool ass 90s grunge font. I'm like, oh, come on.
Dude, that was garbage.
And how about those maps?
Yo, yeah, dude, that was so fun.
Indiana Jones shit.
It was like worse than Indiana Jones.
It was like, these are the worst. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. This is what. Like someone watched that and went, yeah.
It was like Sesame Street if they wanted to show you, and Venezuela. And
yeah.
And every time I was like, so what's it been weeks now? Has it been 2 days?
Like what? I did Google one, and the farmer's trip was a day on foot.
Okay.
19 hours on foot.
So this, because it didn't seem like he was going that long, I guess. But if they don't make, because the guy. I don't know, because that dude's hanging in that warehouse. It's stupid. When she's torturing him.
Oh, that was so stupid.
And she's
stupid.
Not
he's
even
got
torturing
metal on. Yeah, she's just leaving, and he's like, I'll talk.
Just turn off Slipknot.
Like, it wasn't enough to be like, you just showed up with two dead women.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'll never roll on them. You better put me in a warehouse for 3 days.
And what was that? What was that? Where she's like, oh, do you... The guy's like, we got him all this shit. And then she hands him a phone.
Oh, because it's because she's the DEA, and I think those were the police. So they were trying to get him on the drug stuff, but she didn't want that.
She wanted to go higher up.
Get the higher up, so she tried to flip him, and that's when she was like, yeah, release him. So then he got released, and then she picked him up outside.
I got that, but who was on the phone?
Her boss.
Oh, just
whoever,
the boss.
Probably Fast
the president, bro.
Who's the president?
I like that, too. It's like saved in his phone. It's like, federal agent, hey, please snitch. Yeah. Nicolas Cage goes, I found a text from a fucking federal agent. Like, he just saved her as I'm federal agent. And she's like, did you get him yet? And he's like, I'll leave that my phone in the car.
Yeah, why wouldn't I leave my phone in the car with the guy?
I kind of liked that he was that big of a fuck up, but everyone's mistakes made no sense. Everything that the characters did, like their whole motivation is to be this guy and do this thing, and they'd all fuck that thing up for no reason.
Right. It just happened to move the plot along. That's
it was
it.
So bad. What was I going to say? The fucking, I liked the money thing just because, like, even if it's totally wrong or whatever, fact-wise, like, to show you, it was at least, like, it wasn't clear what they were doing at first, but then, like, the further it gets to closer to Vancouver, it's like, and now it's worth this. Step, it's worth this. And I'm like, at least there's something they're trying to show us here. Like, how much it's worth to, like, the fucking farmer. It's worth jack shit to him.
But the problem with that is because the first time you see it, you're like, what? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and like it took like a couple of times. Like, oh, okay.
It doesn't seem like it should be in that much.
And then you forget. Again, they do like these little things like not that often. You forget that they do it. So when they do it, you're like, oh, that kind of just. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, what is this?
Takes you out of it.
Yeah.
Is this trying to explain to me how drug trafficking works, or is this about these people, or is it like it was just never a clear point to what they were trying to get across?
And there was a lot of things that were just put out there that could have been cooler. Like, remember the cop scene where they shoot the cops? Wouldn't it be cooler if they pull up and then the cops come up? Then they shoot them up and do all that. So you think they're really killing cops. But then as they take away, like they still did anyway, they come back and you see the two dead cops laying
there.
Yeah,
right. Like, they just,
like, make it a little bit more of like a surprise.
Yeah, it was very like, besides the weird shit they threw in the beginning, it was so linear.
Yeah.
That there was no plot. There was no interest. You're like, yeah, okay, that's there. Mm-hmm. Why? What makes me want to watch this?
And then and the best part about that scene is, so like, okay, they kill the cops. Like, where did they hide these bodies? And then when they carved away, the camera just pans back and the bodies are just laying there.
Even when he pulls over to kill Adam Goldberg, he's like, okay, now. Middle of the day, this side of the road. Like, they don't go anywhere. Like,
yeah.
He doesn't, like, drive off the road to his kill spot. He just pulls over on the shoulder and it's like, now I kill you here.
And what they should have done is that's where he should have turned in the fucking Nicolas Cage.
Right.
And he's like, goes off. We're like, what are you doing, man? Oh, shit. You know what I mean? Because he's going to call that guy
Maybe
anyway.
Maybe he does a fat rail. Yeah, his eyes explode. Yeah, and he's like,
his head bursts into flames.
You know?
But that's where I thought, I'm like, okay, this is where, because for some reason, again, I thought you're like, this is a fucking crazy Nick Cage movie.
I said that. Did I say that?
I don't, that's what I heard.
I just said it was another Nick Cage.
But when people say Nick Cage, I just automatically assume it's going to be like the way he is.
It's Deadfall. Always Deadfall.
I was like, here's a movie we can watch.
Drive Angry. I was like, oh, it's going to be like that. Because I'm like, and I'm watching, I'm like, okay, when does he go fucking crazy? But that would have been a great one. He should have went nuts there.
I know, he barely even yells in this.
No.
I don't think he even yells at all.
And again,
like, you betrayed me.
I think when you told me, like, well, I just want Nicolas to act like a regular
person,
and I got it.
You lost.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dude, that was like I was like IMDb, and that was like quotes.
That was the quote. And I was like, oh, man, this is going to be a steaming pile of shit.
And even like when there was no twist, like, he falls off a fucking cliff.
Oh, yeah.
And Lawrence Fishburne's like, where does it all end, man? Where does it all end? I got to let you die. And then when it cuts back to him after he's alive, Nicolas Cage after he's alive, it's like all that happened was he fell off a cliff.
Yeah.
He like fell off a cliff and got like broke his leg. And they just like made a phone call. And there's no like, in my head I was like, oh, it's going to be corny, but he set him up for the fall. And he like fell on purpose. And he's got this all worked out to see if he's still his good friend. And I was like, even that was like more, that occurred to me as like what could happen in this movie, because that was more realistic than just nothing.
Well, at that point in the movie, I'm like, okay, what fucking movie am I watching now?
Yeah, I know. I was like,
because the whole movie comes to a halt, and like, okay, so now they're just gonna be in the woods.
I thought it was just like they blew it, and they were like, now this is Lawrence Fishburne's movie. Now Nick Cage isn't even gonna be in it anymore.
Oh, I knew he was. They're gonna kill.
Well, that's what I was, but that's why I was thinking it would be a better. There'd be some real twist, not just he fell.
Oh yeah, and then like at the end, it was soon as I'm like, okay, all right, this is the thing in the beginning, they bring him out. And as soon, I'm like, okay, Nick Cage is going to pull this fucking mask off. And as soon as they pull the mask, I'm like, it's Nick Cage. And it, you know what I mean? Like, I saw you die. And he's like, and then it cuts right away back to him on the cliff.
Yeah.
And I just start screaming. I'm like, dude, you don't have to do a flashback.
I know, every time.
It just happened.
Every time that happens.
I just saw this.
I don't even like when they flashback to something. If it's a 3-hour movie and they flashback to something in the beginning, I'm like, it's the same movie.
Yeah.
That's why we watch the fucking movie. I hate unnecessary flashbacks, unless you're going to show me something different.
No, they show a flashback and he falls, right?
Yeah, he's like,
yeah, I fell.
Like, <that's> like, and he, when he pulls it out, he's like, he dials and he goes, oh, like,
my dialing finger, my dialing finger. Like, it's like, dude,
that's what
and
I'm
that's
saying.
It. Like, it's not like we, it was like the Revenant. What is that movie called? What am I with the,
yeah, right.
Where you see him crawling, like,
yeah, for weeks or
and
whatever.
And then maybe doing that, he's getting all like pissed off and shit,
right.
Oh, this is not me dancing. I'm
yeah, that's you crawling. Yeah.
Crawling. It's like then he wants to get payback, and then he comes back for him. Again, you could have another 2 hours of that.
I know, and they do the stupid thing where the crime boss, yeah, he just walked in now. And it's like, yeah, he's calling you with his legs broken to the cliff, and you're like it was all part of the plan. Yeah. We got him.
Yeah, they should have come back, and he's like, no, I'm not done yet. I didn't tell you who I was.
Help me!
I know he's there.
He's like, thanks a lot, Mom. I love you. Yeah. Goodbye. Click.
Yeah, Mom, he's right here. And then... All right, so just going from that point, so then he goes to the club, and we do the fake, which shows me this guy's seen good movies. I guess he was just like, I want to rip off Goodfellas here. There's so many places he could have ripped Goodfellas off, and he just rips off Larry going through the kitchen really horribly.
A really, really tight ass shot.
Yeah, well, that's in the beginning. Walking. That's in the beginning.
Yeah, well, they cut back and forth to that ass shot.
And oh, yeah, and he walks again. Smooth as hell. He's but puffing why? The cigar through the kitchen. Like, it's his spot. He just got there. Yeah. He doesn't even fucking know these guys.
And he goes to the girls. He gets in the VIP lounge.
He
somehow.
Gives him the most gigantic cartoon Pee Wee Herman bag of Coke ever.
Nice.
Makes
a big
no
bag.
Sense. It's like literally a fucking sandwich bag.
But again, so then we watch again these girls go and do this drug.
Right.
I've seen this twice now. In this movie, twice I've
and
seen it.
And then the guy...
And it does not... There's no...
So what they should have done is have him walk in and then cut. And then it goes to... Like, or, back to him with a bag and chained to a toilet kind
or
of thing.
Because they don't know what they're doing yet. Because, like, now it's the fifth time that the killer guy goes up to him like, we gotta go. And it's like, what the fuck? Why are we doing this a fifth time?
He didn't need to go up to the office. He didn't need to do any of this.
Maybe the first thing he does is stop... And give the girls drugs, and maybe the girls know the guy or something. And then he's like,
"But why?
Oh, you're here partying?
Why is? But they knew he was going to be there.
He's a fuck up. But like,
no, because they said we'll take care of this tomorrow at the club. And then he shows up at the club, and they do a really bad time. You never know when.
I thought that was the same night, and he was like not supposed to be there yet.
See, that's another problem with this. Is
yeah.
Even when so he's in the club. Then he goes up to the office.
Right.
Then he's walking out of somewhere.
They move him to another hotel.
Which is not
point.
A club. I'm like, wait, is this the next day? Is this the same day? Because I'm not keeping track of his suits.
So I think it's the next day because Vancouver dude was like, oh, the cartel's so happy that you did this all by yourself that they want to thank you personally.
Right.
So then that's like, when like, the next time. Day the executioner guy's like, come on, we got to go. You got 10 minutes to get dressed.
And why did he have to take the freight elevator? Was again, if that was to
just
make...
To scare him?
It was not for him. I think it was for us.
Right.
To think, oh, something's going to happen. But again...
And then when he tortures him, he just cuts off a piece of his arm and feeds it to a
I
dog.
I think the tattoo was the devil. I think it was a devil tattoo.
Oh, like there.
Their logo.
Man,
I
had no fucking idea why
that
happened.
I didn't even know he had a tattoo.
Well, me either. But when I saw it, I was like, oh, I get. You know what I mean? It was kind of, I was like, I
you're
guess.
Right.
No,
but yeah, that's what they should have done, hopefully.
I don't know
yeah.
if that's what they meant, but that's a way better
I was like,
idea.
Why the fuck?
Because
then
I thought
he was chopping him up. And it was just like a really cheap, like, here's the first piece. It's a piece of his bicep. Because I was like, why did they even show us that? And then he's alive. And then they, you know, Nicolas Cage has to kill him.
Yeah.
And then they burn him. They set up 100 planks to blade him, burn him alive, and Nicolas Cage shoots him the first
yeah.
second he starts to get...
Fucking ridiculous.
I was like, wouldn't you want to watch this guy burn? He
my
just
planks.
Dropped off a fucking...
You know how long it took me to drag all these planks here?
Yeah.
Pallets. These yeah. pallets.
And then, so that the burning happens, and in the beginning of the movie, we see the planks burning. Looks very real.
Oh, no, oh my God.
Then, when Larry Fishburne is, like, yeah. chained to a stake around a pyre of pallets, it is the fakest fucking fire that ever existed. And then they cut to a cutaway of some dude on the phone, and it's clearly real fire, all the things burning.
They should have, like, the bald chick. He should have gave her the drugs. They go back to his room, and Nicolas Cage, like, takes off.
He's like, I'm the
It's woman. Really me.
I would think they should at least have been involved with the other, with getting him hurt.
The bald, yeah, the chick. The women.
Or no, what is the fucking, I'm going to be serious with you right now. What's a palette?
What?
From The Office?
What's a palette? Okay, so since we're getting into the, that ending, did anyone understand the ending?
Where she kills
the
him?
Real ending?
Which one?
The with when she goes to the pizza place?
Yeah.
Okay, because my internet was through the whole movie. I have 8 minutes left.
Oh, no, this is Amazon.
No, this is on Hulu.
You were allowed to watch this.
Hulu.
Was it Hulu?
Yeah,
I had to rent it on Amazon.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I had to watch it through Hulu. But the last 8 minutes buffered. So it was kind of like I'd get... She's like two lines.
You're like, I'm done with this. Minute.
No, I just, I smoked two cigarettes. It took me 20 minutes to watch the last 8 minutes. So I didn't know if I missed anything. So she comes in. So they know each other, right?
Yes. Which leads me back to the Goldberg's phone in the back. That's probably why he was like, that's a federal agent. Because he knows her. So he, in the 10 minutes that he knew her, either programmed in the phone, whatever. Wow. Nick Cage knows this woman.
I didn't even get that. I didn't know he knew her.
Yeah, she's like, every time we do this.
Yeah, like she's been trying to nail Nick Cage for ages, and he just keeps getting away with it. But I don't know how, but he does.
I was unclear on
that. So I think she just got really mad, and she just killed him. Because she knew she'd never get him legit.
Sister's dead now.
Oh, now that makes sense.
This is
sense.
The one. She's like, this time. And it was like so like... Not out of character, because she's already like torturing people. And
Yeah.
But it like it's so like... lazily delivered. It's like, and now I'll kill you. Like, she's just not acting at all. Like,
and it should
so
have been
dry.
Like a bigger scene. Like, these are our two main characters.
I feel like they were like, dude, we got nothing left. If you guys will please just meet us at the kitchen so we can film an ending.
Yeah.
We can't pay you.
And guys, really, we have like a half hour here.
Like, I think they were both like, dude, just because we made a movie and we have to finish it, but like, you can't fucking pay us. I feel like that's what it felt like while they were talking.
Like, what they should have done, I mean, maybe they would have, I wanted like a big like heat speech, you know what I mean? Like the two of them going about like why he's right and she's wrong, you know what I mean? And things like that. Like, that would have been cool, like kind of justify and wrap
like
up the story.
Don't be mad at me because your fucking junkie sister died. You know, he could have said something like
that. Yeah.
And then like, maybe when she was
Where
walking out
when she died,
maybe when she's walking out, the soccer team full of kids could have been going in.
Oh yeah,
after he's dead, that would have been cool. It just kind of cut to the
and
credits.
They're like, we got first place,
we finally got first place.
he's gonna die when he sees this.
It's like cuts to slow-mo. Cuts to slow-mo and the Kaiser Sorsese like drop the first place ribbon like Watchmen, and it hits like, his blood and he's
and then they light him on fire at a Jedi funeral. There was a lot of unneeded slow-mo in this, too, at certain times. There's so many bad decisions.
How about all the times in Fast Forward where Lawrence Fishburne fucked a girl with his pants still on?
On the on the chair, yeah.
Yep.
I'm like, way to go, dry humper.
Yeah, every time. He's going all over the house, fucking her with his underwear all the way.
And he's doing more drugs. Again, yeah, we already said this, right? And he's not dying. Like, I was like, how is he? Something not happening to him.
When Adam Goldberg goes, where's the bitches? And he goes, oh, go get some. And when he runs out, he's tripping over his pants.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's like, I'm just going to take my pants off and walk in there.
Oh, yeah.
He's just, like, so indiscriminate about whatever's about to happen. He's just used to it.
And I bet you this
pants
dude,
off.
It would have taken him a little bit longer to realize they weren't dead. I mean, that they were dead. He would have been there a little bit longer.
That guy?
Yeah.
The man?
Oh, yeah. And there's another thing, too. Speaking of time. So they go in to get gas, right? And they're out of that gas. They went to take a piss and pay for gas. And he's pumping gas. They were in there for what? Like a minute?
Yeah, I don't know.
Right? You're going to go into the thing, pay for gas, take a piss, and he can't start pumping gas till you pay for it.
Well, did they go in and definitely pay for it? Maybe he used his card at the pump. It takes 1 second.
Still, to take a piss that quick.
He used his company card to fucking... Dude, I love what happened to that guy who played the executioner. I loved him in the 90s. He was in Good Will Hunting. He's like a tough guy in a bunch of movies.
He was in Dazed and Confused. Was his big one.
He's always like the tough guy, but he's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then he did like in the early 90s, like Paparazzi, which was like a bad timing for how corny it was. Like, if that came out now, I'd
what
be
was
like,
paparazzi?
It was like he's a star, and he and the paparazzi fucks up his life, and his fucking someone in his family dies, and he starts killing
oh,
the paparazzi.
Yeah, you're talking about. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like fucking Sizemore was
oh
the
my
bad
God,
guy.
That was him.
Yeah, and it's like
because he had black hair in that, right?
I don't remember. I think he's always kind of a ginger.
Yeah, but I think in this one he had black hair.
Well, he's like he was like always a cool tough guy actor, and I was like always wait. I was like, man, I like that guy. And when I watched Paparazzi, I was like, this is the worst, like. Revenge action movie, but I still kind of enjoyed it because yeah. Cornball. And then his like star just like dropped. Like you don't hear about him doing anything.
I don't think he was ever like a huge.
He was. I feel
like
he was
on
his
way. He's never a name.
He always had a part in a great movie.
He's like a character actor.
Yeah, I loved him. And then even in this, I was like, fuck yeah, I love that guy.
Yeah,
and he, we gotta go.
Almost
that's like his only role.
Almost every actor who came on screen, I was like, yeah,
I
cool.
couldn't believe it.
I was like, cool,
because I'm used to seeing these Nick Cage. Straight to Netflix, straight to, and it's just him. And any other actor, I'm like, who the fuck is that? And so I thought, like, I was like, fuck, man, this could be good. And it was just so fucking bad. It was unreal.
And I think about halfway through, I was like, okay, there's no saving this. I was like, if they did it like this, maybe if they did it in, like, chapters. You know what I mean? Like, chapter one, it's Nick Cage. Like, kind of, like, played it out like that. And then, again, brought it all together
yeah,
later.
Instead of the cook.
But there was, like, so, yeah, it was, like, half, so at a certain point, I was like, yeah, there's kind of, like, and the tension, even the bus tension, like, when they pull the bus over, like, there was no tension.
Yeah.
Like, it was the same scene as from, like, From Dusk Till Dawn when they do
the trailer.
That fucking had more tension.
Right.
You know, and that's Cheech Marin.
Yeah, right. It was so flat that it just felt unscripted. Like, it felt like they knew the point they were trying to make, but not what they were going
to
say.
And it also felt like everything they were doing had been, you can point to a scene and go, well, it was better in this movie. It was better in
this
movie. You
yeah,
know what I mean? That's
sure.
all I kept doing. Again, even Breaking Bad, they had to have been influenced by Breaking Bad with the Nick Cage thing.
I think when he was like, close your eyes. I think that's when I was like, what the fuck is this? This is done. Like, because even the crazy hooker sex scene, I was like, damn, man, like, Larry Fishburne went all out for this. And he's like, Larry Fishburne's one of those guys who's like still doing shit where you're like, he's in John Wick 3.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, what the fuck is he doing in this fucking movie?
And like,
why is he doing that shit back? Like, because you can't always tell with a more budget film, like maybe they shot this 2 years ago.
Right.
And then he got a couple good gigs again and he's back doing stuff. But like, when it was getting dark for him, I was like, this is like, he's jerking off in the fucking strip club.
Well, I was going to say, finally a movie where I get to see Larry Fishburne jerk off.
I know, it's so weird, because even when they title him as the man, I'm like, oh, this dude's going to be cool. And he's like, wasn't cool, he's a total fucking scumbag.
Yeah, he was a scumbag and a loser.
He could have just been the scumbag. Like, he wasn't, the only time he's the man is when he walks in the club for three times in a row to give the girl back. Because he struts with the cigar, you know?
How about what they should have done? Who would have done that better? Who could, in a perfect world, if you could recast Larry's role?
I think I wouldn't want to recast it. I would just written it better.
Yeah, like he could have.
He was great. I loved seeing him. I love seeing him. I like Larry Fishburne.
I really didn't buy him in that role. I like Larry Fishburne.
I don't think he had anything to work with.
He phoned it in, man. I'm telling you, there was no dialogue for this movie. And every time they're up, they're like, now this is what you're doing. Talk.
Because
that's what it felt like. Every time they'd trail off, they'd talk over each other. It was like they really had no fucking lines to memorize. That's really what it felt like to me. For every fucking scene where it was two people face to face. It was like the director was like, yeah, man, you get what's happening here.
Yeah,
hash it out.
Exposition. Just tell the audience what's happening. The only character that really had something that you could, was the fucking farmer.
I really liked the farmer.
But he was the pointless character.
I know, but I still liked that. I was still waiting for something to happen.
I know,
like the school teacher thing.
Right. They gave that family more depth than any other character in the thing. Like the reason that you, well, oh, your fucking private school bill is late. Oh, well, we got to do another fucking drug run.
Right.
That's what we're waiting. And then she's like, yeah, bitch, you got my money. My daughter leaves early. Like, this is what, like, it was fucking, you're like, man, there's a whole dynamic here where they're like rich where they're from, but it's like a poor area. They got the family. There's shit at risk. Nothing. Just
the,
fucking
the farmer
nothing.
Even had some. the two most intense scenes in that, when he like meets up with Nick Cage and is sweating his fucking face off because he doesn't recognize the guy. Like, that was believable
right,
to me.
Right.
And then when he had that encounter on the mountainside and, like, just, like, real quick whipped out a gun and, like, capped those two people. That
oh, yeah, and then
him.
Built him a whole grave and shit. That was kind of ridiculous.
Know, that's a little weird. Like, you got a 19-hour walk, you're going to dig these dudes a grave. He's a good actor, too. He was in, like, 187.
Yeah.
He's in a ton of stuff in the fucking early 2000s.
That was in the 90s
awesome.
A lot, too. All the gang, all the gang stuff.
Yeah, he's a good actor. Yeah, it was such a weird... It's like, how'd they fucking rally this group of people who were like... 15 years ago, it would have been insane to have all these people in one movie.
Yeah, in real life, none of them have... I know we just said that Larry is in John Wick, but in real life... When was the last time you saw any of these people in anything?
I thought that dude
I'm
was
talking
hanging on.
Like,
but yeah, you're
not
wrong.
Wasn't Larry just in Justice League, right? Wasn't he in that? Or Superman?
Yeah, he's fucking Perry Mason. Or Perry White. Perry Mason. He's not the lawyer from the 50s.
Same thing. Hey, give it a year.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm like, why the fuck? Like, who did they know?
It had to be a favor
they
thing.
They all owed a favor
to
somebody. To
a producer
yeah.
or something. Because this director... has only made one other movie.
What's
other
the
than
other
this.
Movie? Do you remember?
Something called like it's nothing. Like Suicide nothing we've Squad. Heard of. Nothing we've ever heard of. It's called like yeah, Suicide Squad.
This is what we're doing next week: is finding this guy's other movie.
Oh God!
It.
But yeah, like yeah, so bland. It was like almost directed like almost a decent TV movie. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right. That's
like,
what it was like. Yeah, except worse. What do you? Okay, so that's this movie sucked.
One more thing: the necklace.
Yeah. I was going to ask about that. Comes in for 5 seconds just to be a plot device for the wife to be like, oh, you're leaving?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm very pregnant. Don't die.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're taking care of it.
She's like, I thought you were done with this. Look at this fucking house, lady.
Yeah.
You think this is, like, he should have done something. You think this is fucking pizza boy money?
You think this is cheese bought us this house?
Yeah, this isn't no fucking pizza hustle here, bitch. This is, yeah. I mean, she even look at that house. I was like, oh, damn. Like, I was expecting him to be a loser. Like, what, and I was like,
right. Because even the way he comes in, it's like, does he own this place?
Yeah.
Till the soccer speech, he could have just worked there
mm-hmm.
and cared more about his job than everyone else. I thought that was the character we were going to get. It's like a lot of movies we talked about last week where, like, to me, it was like even the necklace thing is like a promising movie thing.
Yeah.
And then it's just this fucking movie Nothing. Just threw everything in the toilet. It's like a second person took over.
Like, why do you have to put on a necklace?
Because he might not come back.
Oh.
But what's the neck? But what?
I don't know. It's probably
and
something from where
a cool development. Like
where they
cool...
all knew Lawrence Fishburne from, whatever they were, army or something. Same thing with the devil. Maybe it would. That's all the same. This was their infantry symbol.
Oh, yeah.
They
all that
fucking,
cool.
That's what they should have done. It's like they were cool. all in some fucking thing in South America. They started running guns, running drugs, and that's like they all got the devil tattoo. It was their emblem, their crew.
Yeah.
And now it's like a bigger thing where their lives are separate from that.
And there's something where like one of them saved the other person's life. Look, they owe him or something.
That's what it seems like with Larry.
Cage can't get out. Or,
right.
Or, because he owes them. Like,
well,
I saved
like
your
that's
life.
What they were hinting at because he didn't kill him right away. He's like, you vouch for him. It seemed like they had a past, but they never fucking even kind. And you don't have to spoon feed it to us. You just have to elaborate to it better.
Yeah. Like, and they were like so vague. Like, there was a certain part in the movie where I'm like, how does fucking Lawrence Fishburne even fit into this movie so far? Like, it was, what, maybe a half hour, 40 minutes in before he gets a call that he's the... I'm like, how does he fit in this movie?
Dude,
why
it
is
was
he-
his name, but, like, that's why it was so crazy that he's even in it.
Another thing. I feel bad if we're ending on this movie on this note. So, I had a couple other problems. The ship captain... The ship captain scene just like irked me.
Who was that? A guy? Why. Who was the guy who was
I don't
there?
Know. He looked like a Gordon's fisherman dude or
no,
something.
No, I know him. But why was that guy like permission to come aboard? Like who was he?
He was the mule.
But he only was, so he was on there and then he got off and they gave it to him. Like, he wasn't even,
there's
no reason for him to
be there.
A lot
of the South American parts I thought were going to thicken. Like, even the cowboy dude fucking the girl, I thought his part was going to be, like, a lot of these dudes were decent actors. They were better than a lot of the stars for their scenes. And then, like, you think, like, I'm like, man, this dude's going to fuck someone up later. Like, his shit's going to come back.
Yeah.
And then
they're gone.
Nothing.
Then you spend fucking, a half hour in the fucking snowy woods. I was like, what is this, Call the Fucking Wild now?
So here's the other thing, though, too, right? So after the ship, after they take the ship to whatever next town, they get on a plane with the skydiver guy, but Nick Cage checks the shit.
Yeah, in the
and
desert.
Then magically, like, fucking beats the airplane to fucking the desert. Like,
The
airplane,
like,
does a crazy hook. They have to explain the entire flight route and their plan for it, but then we have to see it on the map as well through the crazy fly-under-the-radar thing.
And then he's
already there hunting fucking wabbits. with a fucking trailer in the middle of the fucking desert and, like, is, like, doing that, like, radio thing to signal where to land. Like, how the fuck did Nick Cage get there so fast?
He's the coke.
Yeah, good call. Yeah, he's the coke.
Oh, and this dude, I'm looking at the IMDb now because you're talking about the ship captain. This fucking dude also who was big in the fucking 90s.
The fucking ship captain?
No. the other cop. He's credited.
Peter Hassanelli,
He's credited as number one. The guy from the fucking MCG show.
In
the 90s. That was the shit, dude. He was in the fucking...
He was in all the scary movies, right? That's him,
he was
right?
in...
Look at it.
You're Can't Hardly Wait, right? Can't Hardly Wait.
Yeah,
he
was
the bitch, the dickhead boyfriend.
Oh, he was in a lot of...
Dude, he was the fucking man, too. And it's like, he went like two fucking lines. Like, I kept expecting him to do something.
Yeah. He was put, especially like, even like when he's in Mexico and he's just sitting there on the side of the road for the whole scene.
Playing cards.
Like, why are you even here?
Yeah, why the...
And then, like, so he's there.
Guess we missed him.
That, and she's like, oh, that's okay. I have a different plan now. Come back. Like, really, bitch? What am I fucking been sitting here doing this for?
Yeah, it was weird. Like, it was almost like when that happened, I was like, oh, is there something else happening here where she wanted him there?
Yeah.
To get him out of her way?
That's what I'm saying. I thought she was in it, maybe.
All this shit that almost happened, and then nothing fucking happened in this dumb fucking movie. That I'm going to watch every fucking bad Nick Cage movie forever.
Oh, like, no, you will not. I literally give you three more before
Dude,
you
I watched
kill yourself.
I've watched ones that I hated and some I loved.
Sorcerer's Apprentice?
I find some gems. Did you ever see Joe? That shit was fucking flames. And if I didn't keep watching these bad ones, I wouldn't have found where he's like a fucking guy who kills trees in Georgia. And then a dude takes a shot
he
at him.
He kills
randomly.
Trees.
He's like a tree guy.
Whoa.
Tree guy.
He kills trees.
What,
he's
the trees
tree
are like attacking people?
The trees when they're fucking... No, that's just his job, his day-to-day job.
Tree killer.
It's guys who poison the trees so you can clear the forest.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
And it's like,
I want to be a tree killer.
It's like Midnight in the
Garden.
Tree
killer!
It's like the Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, where like the people in the movie are people from that area, Georgia. And the kid, there's a kid who's in it, is super famous now. And like, it's so badass, dude. It's like fucking, everyone's like, that guy Joe used to be crazy. And he's just trying to be a fucking normal guy. And then like, you're 10 minutes in and some dude just starts shooting at him. And he has to go beat the dude up at a bar. And he's just like the most bad. He gets that like, he's drunk and he's angry. And now he's got to go fuck people up. And that's not who he wants to be anymore. Oh, man. We got to do this fucking movie. I can't believe
it. Are we doing Nick Cage month?
I thought we were doing Nick Cage episode
I had Nick Cage day today.
Well, I'm saying we're going to do like a whole month
I'll
of Nick Cage.
I'll do more Nick Cage.
Let's
I'm
do the whole season for Nick Cage.
Oh, my God. I will
might
kill myself.
Dude, Joe is the shit, dude. Joe is one of my all-time... And it was just like one of these where it was like, what the fuck is this? How'd this get into the radar? But it's such a badass movie, dude. I fucking loved it.
I can't.
Well, what else? We were going to do more. So, okay, that movie, Running with Devil, sucked. Joe was the greatest.
And I don't think...
I wouldn't say it sucked.
It didn't suck.
It was like an F+.
I'll give it like a C-.
You would watch this again.
You know what? I would.
I would watch this one more time.
I would watch it again.
Okay.
I would recommend it to people. I would tell them like, look, this... You know what movie I hated that was like worse than... Like I hated that movie Spun, which was almost like...
Oh, really? I like Spun.
I fucking hated that movie. And I was like, I'd rather watch this... But they're, you know what I mean? They're kind of not doing the same thing, but they could have, they're like those drug movies. You know what
Spun's
I mean?
Like that real if I was stylized in,
like,
late 90s.
Like a college kid would have a fucking this Spun and this in their DVD collection.
Right. And then we'd watch Blow and we'd watch Requiem for a Dream and then we'd all jerk off in the fucking corner.
And we'd fucking do ecstasy and listen to Soul Coughing.
I'm rolling.
Stop. That was my life for a year. I had a roommate who just watched Flintstones, eat ecstasy, and listen to Soul Coughing, Rolling. Was that the song? Rolling on the Sun or something?
Sure. I don't know that shit, man.
And it was, I hated my... Oh, Fear and Loathing.
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
Now, see, even the poster, this movie's poster when I came on Hulu, they make it look like a war movie.
Like he's going to fuck someone up.
I'm like,
yeah.
I was pissed, too. I'm like, oh, don't tell me Ray's made me watch a fucking war movie.
I thought that's what it was. Even when it says, like... I don't think I read the blurb till I was already watching it, but I thought it was going to be like the one where he sells weapons.
Oh, Lord of War.
Yeah. But I thought it was going to be drugs. And I thought he was going to be like a bad motherfucker. And he's just some...
He's a cook. He's a pizza guy.
He should have amped it up. Again, this is a movie, if given a chance, like you know, a lot of these I wouldn't... Like, I would make this movie. I would. Oh, they were like, dude, I would have made this movie. And it would have been a trillion times better.
There would have been a great...
Or maybe who the fuck am I to say
would
be a trainer?
I would like
it would have been more of what I wanted to see.
I wouldn't mind trying to recut this movie.
Yeah, right. I would have liked that. I bet you this movie has no music, barely any music. Oh, can we talk about how it starts off with
that god-awful song?
No, before
the three or four production companies?
Which is the worst. No, I'm talking about the generic YouTube trailer hits.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely used some of those.
We use all of those. But I'm saying we used them.
Yeah, I think.
And then that shit song comes in, and they don't
what
even
song
do
was it.
It was bad. It's whatever
generic.
It was.
But again, you're outside. And again, another thing that would have been cool is if that song was playing, you're outside. It sounded like it was actually outside, and they got louder as you went in the room. It would have added to this. Oh, cool. What's happening right now?
So that amazing tracking ass shot.
Yeah. Which was pointless. Again, I don't understand that entire scene.
Oh, yeah, because it starts
scene.
With that noise, the noises, because then he's in a club.
No,
right?
It's the trailer hits to give it more impact.
Right.
And he's in the bathroom on the ground.
Yeah, well, it would have been a good payoff, would have been a good Nick Cage, like, if he could have been calm the whole movie and then been like, you fucked me, we're friends, yeah. And then just like go to 11 on Lawrence Fishburne before he gets knocked off the cliff.
And
or
that
something.
Little kid should have came back at some point, I think. If they had to
people who'd ODs,
they
OD,
won't wake
they did
up.
The thing where she was like, it's your niece too, or something. Yeah, yeah. That was a weird 1 second of
yeah,
the
like,
movie.
Why? Again, I don't understand why, but it's a cool, I like that scene. And that's where I would have started the movie. I would have just had the kid waking up because I don't think we needed the, right? You don't need those two, especially the club scene in the beginning.
Right.
Just
pointless. You ever see that Rick and Morty where like the guy's like, let me read you my script. And he's like, open. Oh, and it's like cut to 3 weeks earlier, and Morty's like, man, I just think movies should just start in the fucking beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
Why? And the guy loses shit. But ever since that episode, every time something starts in the middle, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, we already did this. It's
unless
over.
It's like some kind of like big reveal, like Pulp Fiction.
Right.
And you're like, oh, that's cool. Later
and they all
on.
Connect, you know? And then a couple other movies to that, not as good, but like they're still watchable, like American Strays, like the low budget, like Pulp Fiction ripoffs yeah. that were still in the 90s. But like, yeah, like, it's not like we ever got to one of those scenes and they were like, oh, shit. And this is why he was in the club. And
right.
It's like there was no fucking reason for him to be any of these places. It was crazy. He gets, it does a fucking, takes a bath, buys a new suit, gets a
yeah,
cigar,
that's
yeah. his walks into a club.
Going to the club was, ooh, I'm going to buy that suit. You
oh,
know
my
where
God.
Wear the suit.
And he's walking around sad.
Club.
The Charlie Brown music could have been playing while he's walking around looking at that suit. And the place was closed. Did he break in? It looked closed.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, ba-na-na,
I saw ba-na-na. That goddamn suit shot, and I was like, if he, and that music started playing, I'm like, if he does a fucking fashion show in that fucking, I thought he's going to do, like, put on the suit in front of me. I'm like, please do not cut to the wonderful, fantastic
was
ice cream.
One of the hookers is sitting in the chair and just
yeah.
nodding yes or no.
Yeah.
He's
got a cigar,
of,
too.
Yeah. Doing a bunch of fucking coke.
Cocaine.
Like, really, really, really.
That's the one. Montage. Oh, my God. Pretty Woman, please.
What they should have yeah. done.
Not Pretty Woman.
Yeah, they should have done that, and they should have done, if they were going to do those things, if you're going to rip us off, like we ripped off everything corny. Like when we did that in the first Mercer Bounty, remember it was like where it freezes and it has the information and shit? At least
right.
it was cool. You know
right.
what I mean? At least it like did something other than
right.
a fucking
even,
word popping up.
Even like the... Now we're just like straight up going, our shit's better than
no,
your shit.
No, it's not
shit.
Better.
But
it's
even
just...
like the like whatever you guys did in editing for the first Mercer Bounty, it looks cinematic.
Oh,
like
yeah.
this just fucking looked like they were like, turn that light on. Now we're in a kitchen.
Yeah, no
like
color.
Nothing.
There
was
no
just
color green.
The bathroom had the green light,
no.
and the club had some like purple and blue. But like everything else was just like,
unless
who
you,
cares?
Unless you were south of the border, then everything was a little yellow.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right. It, but even like when they were, maybe because I just got like a really awesome TV, so stuff that looks like too real.
Oh,
like,
sorry, yeah, Ray.
I know it's so fucking cool, but like when they're in the fucking snow, I was like, this looks fake as fuck to me. Like nothing about. Like I almost didn't believe they were outside for some of it. Like it just looked.
Yeah.
Like wax on the ground.
There's a setting shit. On your TV you want to change because you have it. I will talk to you after.
Right.
Not
all of it looks like that. But.
I'm saying, does it look like everything? Does most stuff look like a soap opera?
No, some of it did, but some of it's like really.
It's
because
you have a setting on your TV. You gotta change.
Yeah, the motion blur thing.
Yeah, it's right. a smoothening. They smooth yeah. out motion blur.
Yeah, right.
So everything looks clean and ugly.
Yeah,
it's
right.
great for sports and
yeah,
stuff
it's,
like
it's
that.
It's good for sports. Like sports, but weird.
Everything else looks like shit.
Well, I feel like
way.
When it first happened, I was like, oh, look at how bad this looks. But for some of it, I'm like, oh, it's caught up and this looks really good. Mm. You know?
All right, guys, welcome back to TV Tech. We're going to take some calls now. Yeah, I can't seem to get my inputs right. Grandma, press the input button.
Source.
Source.
What does aux mean?
I sat on the remote. Now everything's in Spanish.
Set my VCR.
They're speaking another language. I think it is Spanish.
Okay, well, all right, whatever. How long have we been doing this? Forever?
We have, if we're going to go by thing, we have 10 minutes if we want to do it for an hour.
I wanted to talk more good Nick Cage, but we don't have to. We could do that another time.
There's a lot of good. There's a lot of I like bad. What's your favorite Nick Cage movie? What's your
Wild
favorite?
Wild Heart.
Yeah, Wild Heart's really good.
Fucking awesome, dude. I heard he ripped one of his teeth out himself with a wrench to toughen up for that role.
Holy shit.
When he was like super early on in Method, like he was like, this dude's bad motherfucker. I'm going to fucking be able to take a fucking hit, you know, and did that to himself back then. That's the kind of guy he was in the 80s, man.
Damn.
Fucking Nicky Coppola.
Yeah, little Nicky Coppola. Fast Times at Ridgemont High. What's your favorite?
I like Raising Arizona. Great. But then at the same time, I also like just really like ridiculous fucking Nick. Like if I'm going to watch a Nick Cage film, I want Nick Cage full tilt going nuts. Right. So a Deadfall is an awful movie, but he is so fucking outrageously over the top. And there's actually a sequel, I think, that just recently came out.
What? Was he in that one?
And he's in
this. Oh, I gotta see both these.
And like a Face-Off, dude.
Dude, I fucking love Face-Off, man. I don't care how many times I've seen it. I love it. I don't even think it's bad. I love it. Like, there's dumb shit in it, but like, it's just like an action movie, like an awesome fucking action movie. Like every time one of their suits blows in the wind, or like fucking the Travolta pretending to be Nick Cage.
It's John Woo.
It's so John Woo.
I watch that movie and I get drunk and I'm like, look how much you care. Now they're almost friends and now they still gotta kill each other. I get so fucking hyped watching Face Off. It's like, it like changed my fucking life.
Where they're always like dragging their fingers over each other's faces to say hi.
So good, dude. And leave the scar. And then don't put the scar back. Like, I fucking love it. Yo, that's the last time Travolta fucking really acted. Because he's like, I got to pretend to be crazy ass Nick Cage in my own body. That is the
Has
shit,
Has he not
dude.
Been in anything since that?
He's been in a bunch of stuff. But
I mean,
and
it was good. Good, I mean.
Gotti, bro.
Fanatic. Gotti.
I said where he was good.
He did the Thomas Jane Punisher where he was the bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually really like that movie. But his role is just bizarre. Like, him playing that role is so weird. Everything he does in it is his whole delivery, it's almost like, is this what it's really like in the Travolta household? Is this really you? Is this really you?
What about you?
Raising Arizona. It's so good. Great. Red Rock. I can't even say it because I'm Red Rock West. Did you ever see that?
I've never seen that one.
Fucking awesome. It's a really cool noir movie. Way better than the movie we watched.
What else is he in that I love?
Leaving Las Vegas, obviously.
Yeah, right. Even fucking City of Angels.
Bringing Out the Dead.
I love that fucking movie, man.
Bringing Out the Dead. He was awesome.
It's so
in that
good,
movie.
Dude. Like, it's almost like if in a series of like fucked up jobs, like a taxi driver and then ambulance driver. Yeah. Like,
well, that was you know, that's, it's not like a pseudo sequel to Taxi Driver. It's written by the same guy.
Right. I fucking love all the shots where the snow moves backwards and just him being crazy. Like, I could watch that movie a million fucking times too.
That's
it's
a movie
so
where
good.
Like, I think it definitely did not get, still doesn't get,
dude, I'd
the
say
credit
that people,
it deserves.
People are like, what?
Like,
what movie? I saw that in the theaters. I thought it was amazing.
If people start watching it now, it'll have a cult
classic. It was one of those movies
classic.
Too where it what was that, like 90?
It was like 99.
98, yeah. But it looked fucking awesome. Like the fucking lighting and the whatever, the frame rate,
track.
Whatever
it
they
was,
did. Like, it was fucking looked so fucking good. Like, I love that fucking movie. On fucking VHS. I was like, oh my God, look how incredible this movie looks.
If anyone's out there, I think at least a couple months ago, I revisited that just a couple months ago. It was on Pluto, if anyone has that app.
I was watching that today.
Pluto TV?
No, Bringing Out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Love it.
I was watching that and Raising Arizona and Leaving Las Vegas. And then this movie.
Oh, my God.
I like the fucking dumb shit, too. I like The Rock. I like Con Air.
Oh,
like,
Con Air.
Dude, fucking movies are,
I think,
awesome, dude.
Con Air, I mean,
I'm going to show you God does
it's
exist.
It's so bad, but like, those are movies.
But it's awesome.
They are. They're like, they're just ridiculous.
Great fucking cast, man.
Oh, you know what else? I may get a rash of shit from both of you for this, but I like Mom and Dad.
I didn't fucking see
that.
Oh,
I thought it was good. I thought it was good.
It looked awesome.
He was another one where it was like his performance in Mom and Dad was what I would have hoped it would have been in this,
where he was
pretty mild-mannered and kind of like a loser, but still doing whatever. And then like there was a switch got flipped, and he turned into nuts.
Which seems to be every fucking movie. I mean, another great movie. Well, I don't say it's great, but it was entertaining. I might get a rash of shit for this from the whole world. Mandy.
I loved Mandy. I thought it was a little slow.
The slowness had nothing, didn't bother me.
I loved from when he goes nuts in the room drinking the whole bottle of vodka on. I like loved
that. Like,
movie.
That's where I was like, okay, this is what's going to. Because it just seems to be his MO. Like, he's crazy, he does this. But Mandy was a good movie, visually good. But again, I didn't think I didn't think it was as great as everyone was like flipping out over it. I was like,
I think he had like 4 years of doing fucking Running with the Devil movies, and then he did that. So people were like, oh man, Nick Cage is back.
I think Running with the Devil came out after Mandy.
It did. I'm just saying but before that, he just started pumping out this Netflix trash. Like every couple of months, a horrible fucking movie. Except for Joe. Joe was fucking
awesome. Except for
Joe,
disclaimer. Except for Joe.
But he did that one where his kid's dead, and he keeps seeing his dead kid. Oh, that was rough.
Oh, dead
kid.
What
the fuck was that? It was, I don't know, ghosts.
My kid's dead. No,
ghost.
Ghost kid?
Nick Cage's ghost son. Oh, man. He did a bunch of movies like that. It was so fucking bad. And that was it. And he did the Wizard one. That was like a bigger budget one.
Apostles' Creed.
Apostles.
Wait,
Creed.
What?
Creed.
The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
I never seen that one.
Apostles Creed.
Apostles Creed
actually,
is a prayer. I think.
I did see the Sorcerer's Apprentice.
It was bad.
With my dad.
And it was her dad. All right, guys. You know what that means. You just heard the movie Sarah saw with her dad. Don't forget to text below 555-622 for your chance to win tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters.
Much more popular podcast would be Sarah and her dad.
Yeah, it
would be a real bummer because, like, I mean, I love my dad to death, but like, he liked The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Right.
And I was like, oh man, Sarah, let's watch this movie. And I'm like, oh. Cool. Happy for you,
I'm
Dad.
I'm trying to think of like the last time Nick Cage had like a big theatrical release and it was good.
Oh, 9/11.
Oh, that movie was terrible too.
The World Trade Center, what was
that
called? Yeah, I think it was World Trade Center.
I don't even know if I saw that one. I saw the other one.
He was in that?
I saw the Travolta one.
Oh, God. You know which one we have to do? The Charlie Sheen 9/11 movie.
I didn't know that was.
Oh,
a thing.
Man, it came out like last year.
Oh, I watched some of that.
Oh,
oh
we
my
have
God,
to
I know
do
what
that.
You're talking about. Yeah.
Guys, if you'd like to hear us do the Charlie Sheen 9/11 movie,
press one now.
Press two for Espanol.
What the fuck?
Did you guys ever see Matchstick Men?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really good. That was
people
good.
Shit
that
on that.
Surprisingly good.
No,
people
really?
Like shit on it for like whatever twist ending shit that was happening in
the
90s.
Oh, his daughter. I just ruined it. Spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
I fucking love that movie. I thought it was great. I love Sam Rockwell, man. I'm a big Sam Rockwell.
Yeah, I don't know how it happened to him.
He just did three billboards and won an
Oscar.
Oh,
yeah, he did.
It's fucking a year ago.
It's 2 years ago. What's he done lately?
You're like, what happened to this loser? I just won a fucking Academy Award.
Well, he was like doing shit like every. You know what I mean? He was at shit ton of movies.
Well, he was
and then,
in
like,
Seven Psychopaths, which I also loved.
I hate that movie.
I loved it.
Are we talking about Charlie Sheen now?
No,
we're
Nick
talking
Cage.
About Sam Rockwell.
I'm Sam Rockwell. He was
Ninja
the
Turtles.
Spotlight of a. No, what was that? Mind, Dangerous Mind, Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. Where he's the game show host who's an FBI agent.
I liked that movie.
Me too. I thought it was great. It's
you know
based
what?
On a true story.
I really liked Sam Rockwell's performance in Running with the Devil.
I liked him in...
Because that's the movie we're talking about.
He was great in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
I liked him
Bebo
in Ninja Turtles.
So Nick Cage, he was also leaving Los... No, leaving what we said that one. What's the Honeymoon in Vegas?
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
I remember
that
as a kid because the trailer had all those skydiving.
They all jumped out of the plane. That's a good movie. It's a good movie.
It was
all right. It's fun.
And I had another
one
in
my brain.
That
was like the end of the 80s.
Oh, Weatherman.
Oh, yeah.
I fucking love Weatherman.
I thought that was...
I
didn't mind
that movie. It took me... The first watch, I was kind of like, what? Is this too like over the top for this kind of movie? And then the second watch, like the fucking Michael Caine as his dad and the Like a Rock song. I cry every time I watch that
fucking
movie.
I just hate Tia Leone. I can't stand her.
She's barely in it.
I know, but just
no,
knowing.
She's not even in that one. You're thinking of the wrong lady.
She's in that. Tia Leone's in that.
No, it's not Tia. It's the other one.
Is it Jenna Elfman?
It's the one
I hate
from
both of them.
Arlington Road.
Arlington Cemetery?
Arlington
the movie?
Road. Fuck.
No, it was
lady?
Tia Leone, man.
She's in fucking...
If you think it was Tia Leone...
She's in Spanglish.
Please press one now.
If you think it's Jenna Elfman, press the smiley eye emoji.
It's neither of those.
And if you think it's neither, please log off. I'm telling you, it's Tia Leone.
No, it's Hope Davis.
Just because Tia Leone was in Spanglish doesn't mean she couldn't be in this.
No, because that's what you're thinking of.
I'm not thinking of Spanglish.
Dude, I'm looking at the fucking IMDb right now. It's Hope Davis.
Who the fuck is Hope Davis?
That's what I'm saying. You're going to see her, and you're going to realize.
It's a Tia Leone stunt double.
She's in a mad shit, but you never know her
Weatherman?
Fucking name. Yeah, she's the ex-wife. It's not fucking Tia Leone, man.
Yo, Tia Leone's in this movie somewhere.
He's so like, meanwhile, she's, just go to her page and see if...
What,
she's
Tia
not
Leone?
In it.
Who is Tia Leone?
I've seen Weatherman 100
H
times,
Christ,
dude.
Dog.
Who is he in? What movie are they in together?
Right. Are they in a movie together?
Let's find out.
They have to be.
Give me my phone back. Use your fucking phone.
I'm just looking at your IMs. Like a rock.
Yo, that part gets me every
man?
Time.
Family Man.
That's the one
I'm
that's like it's
of.
His, it's his Christmas.
That's
fucking,
the one where he goes back in time.
Man, the Family Man.
So wait, which one's
thing.
Which
I like
one's
one
Weatherman?
Too.
Who would win the fight, Batman or the Weatherman?
Weatherman is the one where he's a
Weatherman. Weatherman. Oh wow, thank you, Jesus Christ. You know you should work in the industry, Ray. And
fuck you, dude. You're the one who can keep your fucking movie straight.
Well,
Tia Leone.
Which one does he go back in time?
That's the fucking Family Man.
Family
Weatherman,
Man.
He's like having a fucking midlife crisis.
I never saw Weatherman.
You stupid fuck.
That's why I'm like, Michael Caine.
Talking about the movie for an hour.
I'm talking about Family Man.
I thought you were talking about Sam Rockwell.
I thought you said, I'm okay, Spider. You fuck you. Are you family? I knew she was in a movie with Tia Leone. I hate her.
She's not great.
Do you hate her?
I hate
her. Like you're in Spanglish.
I know you fucking love that Spanglish.
Spanglish should have won an Oscar.
Do you not like her in Spanglish?
I never saw Spanglish.
Bruh, what?
We had this conversation.
That's the one. That's the one Sandler should have got an Oscar for.
No.
You're crazy.
Oh, we missed the Golden Globes tonight, by the way.
Yeah, because we're doing this. This is more important.
Don't forget. Oh, yeah. All right.
We should have live broadcast the Golden Globes.
We should have just went to the bar and did that.
We're idiots.
All right, guys. If you like Tia Leone, leave a comment. Name your favorite Tia Leone movies
what
down.
What they should have done is a Golden Globe episode.
Anthony, that Tia Leone's not.
She's in one good
trash.
Movie, and that's Hollywood Endings, and I can barely stand her. In that.
Spanglish, bro.
I'm going to watch Spanglish. It's on my list.
Love it.
I had to watch Pamela Anderson in Snapdragon, Anna Nicole Smith in Skyscraper, Carmen Electra in The Chosen One, and then Tia Leone in Spanglish.
Perfect. They all relate.
Yes, they do. All women I will never have sex with.
Wow.
Never give up your dreams.
Dare to dream, yeah.
I know.
Life's this has a garden, been a real it. Fun hour talking about Nicole.
Any final thoughts on
Running with the Devil? Maybe put that song in it.
They should. I bet you would be complaining if they did.
No, they would have like they should have had like an acoustic cover.
No, they should have done a dance cover, and that's what's playing in the club.
Oh yeah,
it
could have
just been the regular song in the club. People fucking listen to that shit.
No, they
not?
Don't.
Yeah, they do.
Not in that kind of
not
club.
Not in that club.
Dude. Not in that club.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Not in that club.
Okay.
I don't know what kind of clubs you're hanging out with.
Maybe in the club in Cartagena, but not in that club.
Cartagena.
Cartagena.
Cartagena. Hell, I fucked it.
All right.
Is that it?
I don't know. I guess so.
All right, guys. If you'd like that to be the end of our episode, please click the like
call
button below.
Now.
All right. So
last call, guys.
So last call. Would you recommend this movie?
Yes, but I would be like, it sucks.
Same thing I said.
But it's
guys.
Not as bad.
Like,
it's not like so bad it's good. It's just, I don't know, it's entertaining. Again,
so
I'd watch it.
If you don't care, yeah, if you haven't seen this movie and we spoiled everything for you and you still don't care.
Well, it's almost like a where are they now? You're like, oh, fuck, he's in this?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I remember him. Like,
cocaine? I remember that. What's like, cocaine been up to?
Yo, it had some really good roles in like the 90s. Yeah, remember right. that one?
It was really big in the 80s.
All right, I guess we're done now.
Loved it in Boogie Nights.
Valley Girl. I liked all the Nicolas Cage
yeah,
parts.
Valley Girl was
good
in that.
I didn't like the part about the girl. I liked the parts about Nick Cage.
Yeah.
Where he's like crying in the streets and the guy pulls up to him in the car and he's like, what's up, man? And they start fighting like and
yeah.
it's just for no reason.
And Tia Leone's like, guys, stop fighting.
Adam Sandler makes a bagel. Yeah.
Hey, hello, bagel. I'm better than a donut because you can put butter on me. I'm better. I have jelly inside of me. I have cream cheese inside of me and onions. All right, guys. Thanks a lot for listening.
Yeah.
You guys
no want
to say goodbye?
Yeah.
Bye.
Next week, we're going to do Spanglish.
And Suicide Squad. The perfect movie, Suicide Squad.
Yeah. See you on the only.
You've been listening to What They Should Have Done.
What They Should Have Done.
Raymond Strife, Sarah Casey, Tony G. These people are fabulous. I know them very well, and I'll tell you what, they're going to make podcasting great again.
And cut!